أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نواة أربعين نواة أذكار نواة أربع نواة أذكار الله تعالى العالمين. مدد يا سيدي سلطان الأولياء، مدد. We are asking support from our Sheikh to say something that will benefit us and to those who's going to listen. Let's renew our faith, saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Holy Prophet saying, alayhi salatu wa salam, my nation, renew your faith. Your faith grows old and worns out. It's like a cloth that you are wearing so much that it worns it out and it goes away, disappears. You throw it away. The faith you must remember and you must remind yourself. Faith meaning saying the Shahadat, and to remind yourself what you are believing. And when you are concentrating on that faith, that time you start living the way you believe. You believe in Shahadat, then you put your border lines and road according to the Shahadat. So the Holy Prophet ﷺ came to teach us how to carry this Shahadat from dunya to akhirat. Don't make it so a big deal, imams or hafiz, or I am reading so much and I am being... No. The whole secret and whole key and whole aim is to be able to say the Shahadat, to believe the Shahadat, to live with the Shahadat, and to go out from this world with the Shahadat. That one is the one who has marifat in his hand. All the secrets, it is in your hand in that time. You may fly in the air, walk, or walk top of the sea. That's nothing. If you cannot go out from this world with the Shahadat, everything comes to zero. So the whole key, the aim of this life, to be able to live with the Shahadat and to take it with us, to go away with the Shahadat. Nothing we can take it with us except the Shahadat. Your nice clothes that you're wearing stays in dunya. Your wealth stays in dunya. Your family members stays in dunya. Everything stays in dunya. No, everybody goes with you. Maybe some people, they go to the grave with you, but they turn back. They leave you there alone. If you went into the grave with the Shahadat, you reach to safety. So the Shahadat is very valuable. If it's that valuable, must have very strong enemies running after that too, to trying to steal. And one of them, the biggest one, Shaitan. But Shaitan is clever. He's not that smart to himself, because he became disobedient and arrogant creature to his Lord. But which one of us now that is not disobedient to our Lord? One may say, I am not disobedient. Say, how many times a day we are disobedient to our Lord? We are disobedient to our Lord because we are running to fulfill the orders and the desires of our ego. That's why we are disobedient. If we are keeping Allah and His Prophet priority and His orders as a priority, all those, they're going to leave us. So, Shaitan is going to leave us too.